We're looking, I think, at a group, at a generation, if you will, at this stage now, certainly the millennials, that have either not had American history, have had teachers who have indoctrinated them into this dynamic, liberal leftist teachers, or they're individuals who are, and in this instance, the person at Davis, UC Davis, a public school, is also a naturalized citizen. And so they've come here not to necessarily become a part of America, but to punish it. And I think we need, we're in trouble if this is the next generation, as it is,
there's no doubt,
in charge of business and the social culture.
Well, sure. If the people who wind up running your country hate that country, that's
right.
Called suicide. My question, though, is why are we surprised if you allow generations of kids to grow up in an education system that teaches them the country they live in is immoral, fatally flawed from the start,
right,
that it's disgusting and not worth defending, and that the ideals it was founded upon are repulsive? Like, this is what you get, isn't it?
Well, it is, and yet Americans tend to not raise children like that. This is what's fascinating, is that it's either a choice of individuals going to public schools where this kind of mob mentality prevails versus private schools. And another instance, Clemson has paid $38,000 taxpayer dollars for a diversity course that explains that if you expect people to show up on time, Tucker, it's racist. So that you've got, it's a remarkable, now look, I just think that means there's going to be fewer liberals on television and radio because that's a time certain environment. But so you got to, you know, you've got people who then expect to go get jobs. Are you going to hire the person from a university who has not been involved in this nonsense, knows how to show up on time? Or what are these young people going to do when they show up in a world that actually has expectations of them? So they're being abandoned. We're losing an entire generation who understands business and economics, which requires love of the country in the future.
Right.
And we certainly have lost that. And of course, this situation here is a very good example of even trying to eliminate the imagery of a nation that is based on an idea, which is why the flag in and of itself is so important.
I used to worry